Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Zach Krieger shares what God has been doing in his life.
So I'm sitting here in my classroom after everyone's left. And just really racking my brain about what to even ponder or meditate on this day. Being really busy at the end of the year. Yeah, just really kind of at a loss. So deciding to just sit down with the Bible open and to read what I'm given. And so it hit me. I'm reading Acts. This is what has stood out to me that I should talk about. You have this story of it's Paul in Ephesus. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and came down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples, and he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered him, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "How were you baptized?" They replied, "With the baptism of John." And Paul then said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. So it's just dawning on me as I'm pondering these things now, not really very well in a very distracted way, but reading the scripture and asking for something, that the reason it's taken me so long to sit down and really enter into the scripture is because I'm recording it for you. And so I'm like these people that are wandering up to Paul and saying, you know, I've been baptized, but I received the baptism of John. Not to say that my baptism is invalid. It's very valid. But there's this mystery of what they haven't received yet, and they've done everything that they can, and they've prepared themselves for this moment, right? They received the baptism of John, which is a baptism for the forgiveness of sins, but not a baptism to receive the Holy Spirit. They haven't even heard the Holy Spirit. They don't know who he is or what he is. They don't know God's will. They don't know God's plan. They don't know what God has done. All they know is that they need to turn back and that they're waiting for something. And then that waiting, that admitting that they don't know everything, which, what kind of humility would that take for them to hear from St. Paul? Yeah, you haven't heard the whole story yet. And even in a sense, like, you're kind of wrong. Like, there's a Holy Spirit. He's coming in baptism. You haven't received that yet. You haven't gotten the whole picture. The humility to receive that and then immediately turn to the Holy Spirit in prayer as they receive baptism and they receive him. To just hold on to that, to believe that, like, what's going on in their heart. And for me, in this moment, it's just a challenge. At the end of the year, I teach students. I have seniors that are trying to walk out the door before the year ends, you know, not physically, but mentally check out. And kind of the discouragement that goes with that sometimes, and the discouragement that can go with sitting and racking your brain trying to record a good podcast or whatever, and just recognizing I don't know everything, and I'm receiving something. It might be the Holy Spirit kind of moving me towards something new, but at the same time, not wanting to receive it, to want to do my own thing. And so John's baptism, it was definitely motivated by God, but it was John's prophetic message to people to point them forward to something else. And so maybe if you're anything like me in this moment, with your thoughts scattered, just trying to go through this struggle on your own power. You know, maybe you're not trying to compel seniors to care about what you have to say for 50 minutes or get, you know, eighth graders to focus on theology of the body, I guess. But in some way, shape, or form, you have your own struggles And we have this moment where we've received something, and something supernatural, but there's something more there that we know and we believe in the Holy Spirit. But we need to be reminded that you have the Holy Spirit within you, that the Holy Spirit is real, that he's guiding, that he's the real animator of all that we are and do, that we can maybe turn like these men did to St. Paul, and we can ask for an increase in the Holy Spirit. We've already been given baptism, and they hadn't. And so now we don't need that. We need an increase in what the Holy Spirit has to give to us. So I think we can sit with the idea. It's a very basic thing. There's no awe-inspiring message, at least for me, in Scripture. Maybe you're hearing something different from that reading. But I think it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. I need to return to Christ and ask for an anointing of the Holy Spirit in every moment, and never move past that and think that I'm too advanced. I know this stuff already and I can just move on, that I ever find myself in a moment where I think that I don't need to turn back and ask the Holy Spirit to animate me and my thing. So that's the question that I'll leave myself and yourself with, is how can I turn, and what can I say now in my heart to ask for the Holy Spirit to come and anoint my thoughts, my words, my work, my heart, my prayer, how I'm seeing things, how I'm thinking about things, that he can open my eyes so I can truly speak with Christ, who's present with me at every moment, and that I would receive more of him, who is that cord that connects me to the Lord and opens my mind and heart to hear his words and to fill in for all those things that are lacking in me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.